If you look at Parshas Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakha Pekudei, they seem awfully redundant and repetitive and just seems to be repeating everything over and over again. And the question is why? The Torah doesn't waste a single word. Why do we have everything in Truma Tetzaveh seemingly again in Vayakha Pekudei? And the answer, says Rav Palm, is one word difference. In Truma Tetzaveh, there was one key word, and that was V'asisa, you shall make. And in Vayakha Pekudei, the word is Vayas, and he made. Meaning, there are many people who have plans in life. You wake up in the morning, you have a schedule. I'm going to daven, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And at the end of the day, what does it look like? Are you v'asisa person, and you shall make, or are you v'ayas, and you actually did? And on a grander level, we have that in life. We have our goals in life, and how many of us actually keep to that? How many of us keep our New Year's resolutions? Are we v'asisa, or are we v'ayas? You know what the Torah says? The Mishkan was v'asisa, we were commanded to make, and you know what it looked like at the end? V'ayas. It looked exactly the way we were commanded to. Have an awesome Shabbos.